Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Today's show is a rebroadcast from March 3rd, 2022. I had a conversation with oboist and bassist Colin Meyer and pianist and accordionist Charles Cousins of the Canadian group Joyride about their first studio album, self-titled and self-released. But first, music.
Thank you.
pianist Victor Gould with Lord Wallace from his Blue Room Music release of last year, In Our Time. Before that, from his second release, Reciprocity, New York-based keyboardist George Burton with T-Key on Inner Circle Music. Interspersed throughout the release is dialogue from Sun Ra Orchestra bandleader Marshall Allen. And from 2013, solo piano work by Matthew Shipp. From his Thirsty Ear release, Piano Sutras, we heard the title tune. You're listening to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com, info@wgxc.org, feedback@wgxc.org, or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Our website is wgxc.org. All right, so do you have any questions?
No, I don't. Charles?
Colin, what's 2 and 2?
You know I'm bad at math. Next question.
Awesome.
What's 2 minus 2, Colin? It's nothing. You've got nothing.
That's right. I've done nothing with my life here. We're good to go.
All right. Let's give it a shot. My guests are oboist and bassist Colin Meyer and pianist and accordionist Charles Cousins of the Canadian group Joyride. Their first studio album, self-titled and self-released, is available now. They're joined by the Burlington New Millennium Orchestra. So thank you both for joining me here on Situation Fluxus.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. So before you two became an item, who were you performing with?
Okay, I'll take this one. I've been part of this group called Quartetto Gelato, which is a classical crossover group. And I've been in that group since 2009. Charles has been affiliated with that group since probably, what would you say, Charles, like 1990?
Yeah, like going way back, yes.
Way, way back. And that was as an arranger and a composer. And so we were looking for a new accordion player a few years ago, sort of in an interim position. And Charles just happened to play accordion. And so we brought him into the group as the accordion player. And Charles and I got along well. Then we decided, hey, what if we do something a little bit of a jazzier twist here? And that's how we kind of met and started working together.
Okay, so you basically picked him up, dusted him off, and called him your own.
That's right. We went down to the local in Toronto. There's a local accordion shop, and he was just sitting in the corner, all dusty. That's right. And he was on sale. That's why we got.
With your combined talents as composer and arranger, choreographer, singer and dancer, and more, you've both been involved in big shows and dance productions, worked with well-known musicians and actors, scored music for orchestras. It reads like you two were let loose to pursue your creative desires in life.
Now, as a duo, what are you doing differently than what you've done before?
Charles, you take this one.
Well, it's a very interesting question because, you know, my career has involved a lot of commissions from various other arts organizations and granting bodies like the Ontario Arts Council, Canada Council, you know, to create musical works, arrangements and compositions for various different kinds of ensembles, you know, so as a composer, arranger, and also as a conductor, you know, I've been very active in the Canadian music scene for a long time doing that. And so, you know, you're always like, you're working for other people in a way, even though you're working for yourself. You know, if I'm writing an arrangement for, you know, or a set of orchestral arrangements for the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, they've got a certain idea of how they want this whole thing to, you know, to develop and unfold. And so, you know, I have to please them, and then I have to please myself, you know, with the integrity of the work that I do. But with a group like Joyride, we sort of write our own ticket in a way that, you know, we sit down and decide, well, you know, if we're working on a concept album, you know, what's the shape of that album? How are we going to achieve that? And we just let our creative, you know, juices, you know, unfold without necessarily being responsible to anyone else in a way. So it's sort of unbridled passion, as it were, in creating that. And of course, that's exactly what we did with our breakout album, Joyride, is, you know, we came up with what we thought was a very interesting concept for listeners, and then just pulled all the stops out and let it go.
So are you saying that you two have no integrity?
No, we do. We have lots of integrity, but I think more of the integrity was to ourselves, in the sense that, okay, how can we get our message across and make this, you know, album fun and joyful, you know, virtuosic in places. We wanted to really explore, you know, what we could deliver artistically and technically on an album of this particular sort. And it's always a challenge because both of us are, you know, multi-instrumentalists, especially Colin, who, you know, can play at least 14 different instruments, and myself as a keyboardist, as a pianist, and a classical accordionist, of how to, you know, manifest those performances with a great deal of artistry and integrity. But we're, you know, doing that for ourselves, in the sense that this is the concept that we came up with. And we tried to, you know, map a way through that would allow us to present that sort of imagery.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
Do you remember we had that 8-hour layover at the San Francisco airport?
Oh, it was agony.
Ugh, it was only supposed to be 2, and then it became 8.
Right.
And we're like, what do we do? But we found that wine bar.
Oh, what a fantastic place. Oh, man.
So fun. You had your accordion with you, and I had a glass of wine, and now I'm getting friendly, and I talked to the manager. Hey, do you mind if my friend plays the accordion for everybody?
And I, Colin, like, what are you doing? No, I don't want to do that.
I know. I'm like, no, he's really good. Look, I'll ask permission from everybody around. Everybody said yes, totally do it.
Oh, I know.
You rolled your eyes, and then we played. 10 minutes later, we look up and there's glasses of wine in front of us.
Oh yeah, and then there was food.
We kept playing. It was like hours had gone by. So much wine and food. People are up singing and dancing. Like, it was one of the most fun, spontaneous, unexpected parties I've ever had in my life.
What a party.
Oh man, oh, an accordion party.
Yeah.
You know, so let's keep on that and talk about the release. It includes members of the Burlington New Millennium Orchestra that, Charles, you founded.
That's right. I founded that in 2016. Yes.
Yeah. And of the 14 compositions on this release, Charles, you wrote or co-wrote 8 of them.
I did pretty much all of the arranging on it. And then a few of them are some of my, you know, original compositions that I decided to specifically arrange for Colin and I to you know, perform them. Yeah.
Yeah. So Colin, let me direct this at you. You know, could it be your eclectic and gregarious nature that makes this release a joyride to listen to?
Could it be me? I had somebody ask me a question a few days ago, like not an interview, just like you know, like what do you sort of hope people would think about you and your music? And it was interesting because I feel like I have tried to do for my whole career, even since university, is like be as genuine and honest with myself. So like, you know, this is pretty much what you see, what you hear with the music is who I am at that moment. Like I try and be as genuine and honest. So I guess when we were making this Joyride album, I was trying to be as, you know, maybe I was blocking out the lockdowns and just trying to be as fun and happy and just like, la, 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 it doesn't really exist. And maybe that's the way I approached doing this thing. Mm.
Charles, is there anything you wanted to add to that?
No, he said it all.
Okay, so let's hear the story about the oboist, the accordionist, and the pelicans.
Colin, take the lead on that.
That was, we were on tour and we had some time to kill, and you know, up in Ontario here where we live, you know, there it does get warm, it does get quite nice. We do have some beaches, but you know, it wasn't quite like, you know, the beautiful beaches of the West Coast that they can be when you're in California. And I think that's where we were. I can't even remember. But hey, Charles, let's go grab that frisbee. Let's go buy a frisbee from the dollar store. And anyways, I don't know if you did it on purpose or not, Charles, but there he throws it into the pelicans after having a really nice day. And he's like, okay, go get it. It's closer to you. Thanks, Charles. And pelicans, we don't see pelicans up here in Ontario. They don't exist. So whenever you see them, for me, I always feel like they're huge and they seem, I don't know, they seem like they could attack any time. I don't trust them. So that's how that went down. So I don't know, Charles, was it on purpose?
Yeah, because I knew it was you. And I know that pelicans are like geese on steroids, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, I knew that if you foiled into the midst of the pelicans, that you certainly have something to talk about.
Thanks. Thank you.
Well, I've been looking for some sunshine, but I don't see it anywhere. Oh boy, 'cause I'm stuck here in my room, and there just ain't no fresh air. But baby, have you heard the news? I got the isolation blues.
Well, I've been keeping my social distance when going up to the store. Yeah. Well, I've been trying to grab what I can before there ain't no more. But baby, have you heard the news? I got the isolation blues.
Well, first it was 2 weeks,
and then it was 4,
and then it was a year. It's growing more and more.
So what are we gonna do if it goes on and on?
You're gonna hang around the house from dusk till dawn. So now you know the news.
I got the isolation blues.
Well, gentlemen, when we speak of instruments not frequently seen or heard in jazz settings, the oboe and accordion are definitely two of them. Even the harp and bassoon are more familiar to me in jazz and improvised music these days. Who are some early 20th century jazz players who you've learned from?
Okay, well, I'll start. Yeah, it's very true. There aren't many. And I would also add bagpipes to the list of more involved in cross-genre music than oboe. I've seen them in punk rock bands. So, you know, there's something about the oboe specifically that, yeah, for whatever reason, people don't want to branch out as much. People do, but my inspiration, I remember watching, that was your question, right? Like what was, yeah, more or less 20th century. Well, there was a band back in '70s called Oregon, and it was with Paul McCandless, who was, yeah, a phenomenal multi-instrumentalist, and also happened to be, I think his major instrument was the oboe. So that was my first shot at listening to that. And then I would hear Michael Rabinovich on the bassoon. And then Bela Fleck was another one that came out where he took his banjo. He's a killer bluegrass banjo player. Then all of a sudden he's, you know what? I'm going to do a classical album. Then, you know what? I'm going to do a jazz album. And seeing all these people who are taking these instruments that, nope, very much live in a box, and not only just do a, you know, they excelled at these cross genre things. So those are some of my biggest influences for sure.
You know, on the accordion, you know, back in the 1940s, the accordion was like really, really popular, not just in Europe, but in the United States. And there were several great jazz accordionists that were, you know, making some waves on the scene at that time. And, you know, as I was growing up and studying the instrument, so I used to, you know, try and seek out recordings of these folks, and that one of them being Leon Sash, another one being Art Van Dam, who was a really, really great bebop jazz accordionist in New York in the 1950s and 60s, and Milton D. Lug, okay, out of Los Angeles. So there were several that, you know, I had a chance to listen to. But also as a pianist, you know, I studied both, you know, classical, heavy classical repertoire and jazz repertoire. So I was, you know, really influenced by players such as Bill Evans and, you know, one of Canada's own Oscar Peterson, whom I actually knew. And so, you know, you listen to these folks and you take some of that in and hopefully be able to make some of that your own as you go through the learning and experimental, you know, process of studying and practicing and what have you.
Well, gentlemen, we're coming to the end of this interview, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to, you know, is there a question I didn't ask you? Is there something you'd like to tell us about an upcoming gig or project?
Yeah. Charles, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's I'm involved in another project right now with the Burlington New Millennium Orchestra that we are doing a very sophisticated recording with a jazz vocal a cappella group out of Toronto called Countermeasure. And we're doing we're mixing a cappella with symphony orchestra and right now in the middle of writing those orchestrations. And we'll be recording that in October. And Colin will actually be playing in the orchestra on that. Did you know that, Colin?
Yeah, I'm available.
Okay, good. Yeah. So we'll be recording that. And that particular project is very largely sponsored by the Canada Council through their digital strategy funding mechanism that they brought in during the pandemic. And so we were awarded a very substantial grant from the Canada Council to actually produce this. So it's quite the project. So it'll be great to have Colin on that as well. And I think that Joyride is going to be performing with the Collingwood Festival.
It's coming up in June. I think we're just in June or July.
It's July. Yeah, it's middle of July, I think. We don't have the exact date set up yet, but we're looking forward to that. And, you know, and I think with all arts groups sort of coming out of this pandemic, that we're looking forward to doing more, you know, live performance, because up to this point in time, you know, most of the stuff that we've been doing has been in a virtual capacity, you know, Sing Space concerts, Zoom and what have you, you know, virtual concerts. So it's been great to be able to do something that's live with a real, you know, live audience, like back to the normal days. Mm-hmm. And that's very important to us as performers, because, you know, when you perform in front of a live audience, you're getting their feedback, you're getting their energy, you know, coming to you, and it makes you want to give more. So,
Colin, my man.
Yeah. things that are coming up. Well, at Joyride, we're just looking in planning our sort of like not necessarily a release party, but kind of a launch party. We're looking at doing some sort of virtual, very integrated thing through like a digital means. We can have it stream, but not through Zoom, through a different thing called Sync Space. It's very hard to explain, but it's very innovative, very interactive, and that's going to be super fun. We're looking at doing that in the next month and a half or 2 months. We've been discussing with the Burlington New Millennium Orchestra, we've been discussing doing Joyride concerts, because a lot of our music from the album anyway has them in the background, and the music actually seems to suit the context of us with an orchestra. So we're looking at doing stuff like that. We've got we're sending it out, the CDs out, going around to different radio stations and press right now, and we're getting lots of interesting reviews. And you know, we're proud of what we've done here. Like we've chosen to, like Charles said earlier, we've chosen to do this music and perform our instruments in a way that we perform them. We're not trying to be anything else. I'm not trying to be like John Coltrane. I'm just trying to be just trying to play my oboe in a way that I really like, and with music we really like, and with Charles, who I like you, Charles. I like you too.
Well, that's really nice to know. Thank you, Colin.
We get obviously we get along really good, and that makes the process so much more fun for us to be able to go from beginning to end and create new music and talk about it. And we're still coming up with ideas like constantly every time we talk. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's a really, working with Colin is great. It's a really fun, collaborative experience. And it's like any good, relationship that you have to have some chemistry in there, whether it's a business relationship, a musical relationship, or a marriage or whatever. If it's going to be successful, you have to have the communication and the respect of each other, and
right.
No ego. You just get rid of that ego and say, look, this is about our project, this is about the music, and this is what we're trying to do. So you open yourselves up and try and bring in that positive energy.
That's right. Each other. That's right. And so, working with Charles is great because he's a stone cold legend.
Yeah.
That's that.
I think that was a quote that came out of a review somewhere, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I'm going to use it all the time because it's awesome.
Oh, no. It makes me think that I want to join the WWE.
Stone Cold like Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, the wrestler, right? but I couldn't believe that when I saw it. Stone Cold Legend. That was kind of cute. it just means that I'm quite a bit older than Colin. That's what it really means. What can I say?
Lately, Colin and Charles have performed at a couple of fundraisers for aid for Ukraine. They'll be playing with the Burlington New Millennium Orchestra in October. They'll be presenting at the Ontario Contact Showcase in September, and hopefully getting some great fun tours in their Canadian province. For more information, joyrideconcerts.com. Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Colin Meyer from Joyride, and you're with Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties of New York, and online at WGXC.org.
And now for one more set of music.
Watching TV. If there was anything decent on, if I'd missed that taxi or found nothing good to wear. But for some uncertain reason, some strange uncertain reason, this is how it all it all began. Why go, when you can stay a while? Why go, when you can stay with me tonight? I made some coffee, would you sit and talk some more? I know words are usually pointless when you've used them all before. The way your smile fills the room, stay a while, kick off those shoes. It always happens this way. Why go, when you can stay a while? Why go, when you can stay with me tonight?
justicia. El dolor disperso en la noche se hará justicia. Ahogando en la oscuridad esta amistad, cubriendo secretos con lo obsoleto.
Operating as the CEO of her Brontosaurus Records, vocalist Lauren Henderson with La Bruja, that came out on July 29th. We heard Amistad. From the press release, La Bruja is an embrace of Black American music, highlighting the Afro-Latinx experience and the resilience of women. And before that, born in Newark, New Jersey, now residing in London, England, vocalist Alan Austin Bishop. From his self-release of this year, we heard the title tune, Why Go? Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I've been your host, Cheryl Kay. Tune in next Thursday at 10 a.m. for another show. I also host the Jazz Disturbance on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. We appreciate your feedback. Feedback@wgxc.org or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Thank you.